City Fest, junior tennis, and a hard question about who pays for the screen blackout. Hillcrest City Fest runs today from noon until 11 p.m. along University Avenue, featuring live music, a children's area, beer and wine gardens, DJs, and a Lydia B. Collins drag performance in the evening. The Hillcrest Farmers Market runs concurrently from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the same stretch, allowing visitors to move from market to festival without leaving the neighborhood. The USTA Billie Jean King Girls 16s and 18s National Championships continue through August 16th, bringing more than 400 junior tennis players from across the country to the region. Looking Ahead, Hell's Kitchen, an Alicia Keys-inspired musical, runs at the Civic Theater from August 11th through the 16th. On August 16th, the America's Finest City Half Marathon and 5K follows a course from Cabrillo National Monument to Balboa Park. Residents along that route should plan for road closures. Also on August 16th, Petco Park hosts a Jason Aldean and Luke Bryan concert. In East County, the East County Magazine Garden Party fundraiser runs today from 4 to 7 p.m. in the Mount Helix and La Mesa area. The outlet provides wildfire and emergency alert coverage that many residents in communities east of the 15 rely on directly. San Diego Unified's new learner-centered technology policy, restricting video streaming and non-instructional gaming on school Chromebooks, and removing computer carts from transitional kindergarten classrooms, takes effect Monday with a clear rationale. Research on classroom device use at the elementary and middle school level consistently links unrestricted access to reduced academic engagement. The district's case is straightforward, and the superintendent has been direct about it. The strongest challenge to that case is not that screens are harmless. It is that the restriction treats a symptom and that its costs fall unevenly. The families in San Diego Unified who own multiple home devices and reliable high-speed internet are not the families for whom a school-issued Chromebook represented the primary access point for self-directed learning. For a student in a lower-income household who relied on that Chromebook to access Khan Academy after school, or a YouTube tutorial explaining a math concept in a second language, the restriction removes a tool without providing a substitute. The district's accommodation carve-outs exist on paper, whether a transitional kindergarten teacher managing 25 four-year-olds has the time and administrative support to individually activate 5 separate accommodation plans simultaneously is a different operational question. The district has committed to an early assessment in January 2027 and a full annual review by May 2027. The specific indicator worth tracking is whether those assessments disaggregate outcomes by socioeconomic status, not just average engagement or test scores, but whether the 8 campuses recently granted Title I school-wide program status are experiencing the policy's effects differently from students in higher-income attendance zones. If the January assessment does not break the data out that way, the omission itself is informative. The district has the data to do this analysis. The question is whether it will apply it. A monthly task force provides multiple formal checkpoints before the annual review. Those meetings are the appropriate venue for parents, teachers, and community advocates to raise equity questions before May.